During a campaign rally in Montana, President Trump sought to build expectations among supporters for his upcoming Supreme Court announcement.
As you know, there's now a vacancy on the Supreme Court. And if you turn in Monday at 9 o'clock, I think you're going to be extremely happy with the selection, right? And they're all great. They're all great.
Trump will nominate a replacement for retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Though generally conservative, Kennedy was a critical swing vote in a number of high-profile cases, including same-sex marriage and upholding the right to an abortion. Democrats have vowed to resist a nominee who could swing the high court further to the right, including Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
So it makes it all the more important that we get someone that is going to be a person of integrity and someone that's going to make a decision based on precedent, based on the rule of law, and not someone who's ideological.
Kennedy's record of casting critical votes in key cases leaves a void on the high court, says analyst Jonathan Turley.
He leaves the court in a calcified state of a hardened left and right with nobody in that middle position.
Conservatives now see a chance to solidify a majority on the Supreme Court for years to come, says expert John Fortier.
I think many on the right feel in particular that Anthony Kennedy, while broadly on the conservative side, was you know, not as consistent as he might have been, and that the nominee of Donald Trump will have the court be much more consistently five votes in the conservative direction.